Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
Now, did you know Ireland has a new soap opera released online today? Delhi Drama is a four-part dramedy brought to us by Centra. It stars Jennifer Zamparelli and beloved actress Cheryl Ferguson. You'll know from her work acting across the UK and lots of things, but of course as Heather Trott in EastEnders from, when was it, 07 to 12, Cheryl?
Something like that.
Something like that, she says.
Thanks for reminding me how long ago it was.
Cheryl Ferguson is here. Cheryl, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. This is just fun already. I'm coming in here. It's all bright and breezy. I love it.
That's the way we like to have our show. Bright and breezy. Listen, I want to play everybody a little clip from the Delhi Drama, a new soap opera that we have here in Ireland. This is amazing. It's all shot in Centra and Drumcondra in Dublin. Have a listen. Jennifer Zamparelli, Cheryl Ferguson, and some famous names. You'll definitely recognise a couple of heads in here. Have a listen to this. Oh, it's not playing yet because my computer's broken. Here we go.
Delhi Drama.
What the hell are you doing here?
Well, that's a fine way to greet your sister.
Your sister? What do you want this time? I haven't seen you since I lent you that $5,000 for that car 2 years ago. And what's going on with your accent?
It's not the same this time. I won the lottery last night.
Oh, my God. You won the lottery?
Calm down, you pig, especially you. Knowing my sister, there's going to be a catch.
Well, yeah, I read the numbers wrong, so I didn't win it after all.
Oh, for God's sake. Give me that. I don't trust you. You heard Great Aunt Mary died and you are here for the money grab.
That's not true.
Just leave, Pam.
Oh, the drama of Delhi Drama. You've met your match with Jennifer Zamparelli
She's amazing. I have to say, what I've loved the most about this is that Ireland always embraces me and I love it so much. Irish people always do. Every time I come here, I get greeted with a great open arm welcome and a hug.
Soon as Cheryl walked in the door, I went straight for a hug. And she was saying that a lot of people were shaking their hand today, but I was the first hugger. But we're huggers, Cheryl.
We are huggers. I bet you've hugged a tree as well in your past.
Of course I have.
Of course. Yeah. Anyway, Jennifer was amazing. Obviously, she's written this in with Sharon Mannion. And what I've loved is coming here and being able to watch legends and icons doing their work and watching the cast and crew, which obviously in a 30-minute soap, they've condensed this into a 2-minute or 90-second, 2-minute episode every time. And it's incredible. And what a genius idea from Centra to do that. Because, you know, it's a unique selling point for them.
Yeah.
But it's so
also
clever.
Entertainment. Like, for
it
us.
Is.
Yeah.
And you love your soaps, don't you?
Listen, we love them here. And what I noticed as well is, and people need to watch the full episode on Centra Socials to get these little things. But for example, it's about 3 seconds, but there's this line happens in the Delhi Drama in the first episode, right?
It's Ireland's biggest centre, I understand.
It's Ireland's biggest centre, I understand. Now, to those of us who are fluent in Father Ted, that is a wonderful line delivered by the man who plays the priest in Father Ted in the episode where they're stuck in Ireland's biggest lingerie section, I understand. And Father Ted breaks them out and wins the Golden Cleric. Lads, the amount of cultural touchstones in this is incredible, Cheryl.
I mean, I kind of did my homework a little bit before for obvious reasons, but I also just stood and watched how everybody was just like, oh, they're coming in and I don't know how many people I'm allowed to
say.
But I have been able to mention somebody, Powdy from The Traitors.
Powdy's in the
I can tell you, I've given you that exclusive, but it's not an exclusive, but it's in the trailer. It's just incredible to sort of know. And what I love so much is the fact that everybody has this amazing homegrownness about them, and they love to be proud of of what you have. And like people like Jennifer, I mean, I've worked, you've got fantastic actors, musicians, writers, artists. I mean, what is not to love about being here in Ireland? I was so upset recently that my son, who's with me at the minute, he's been my carer at the moment because I've not been too well. But he, and he's a writer and actor, but he, you know, he did the Our Ancestry. And I was so upset there was not even 1% of Irish in me. I could not. So I've named myself an honorary Irish
person. Well,
woman,
we will name you also an honorary Irish person based on your personality alone, Cheryl, and everything you've done that we love. As you said, we love ourselves. We loved you in EastEnders. You haven't been well. You suffered a stroke in May.
Yeah.
So can I just say, as someone who has been, 5 months since you suffered, you're in remarkable form.
Yeah, I think it's a lot of it is literally mind over matter with a lot of things. I mean, if you're going to sit there and go, I've had a stroke, I'm never going to get better again, which I was doing in the first few weeks.
Understandably so, yeah.
Because it was debilitating. I didn't think I'd ever walk again. Mm. I didn't think, I knew I could talk because I can talk for England, but even with a slightly lopsided face, I can still talk. But everything is in time. You just embrace sort of the kind of the positivity of it all.
And it's a new challenge.
Yeah, I mean, I know this for people who've had strokes, and I'm not making light of it at
all. Sure, of course
not. That, it's your brain that is damaged, not your body. Mm. So you're just retraining your brain again to make it work so that being able to eat, which is quite essential to me because I am a foodie, to be able to put a knife, a fork or a spoon, near my mouth, took a lot of shots. I mean, I was getting over the shoulder, I was getting up the head, everywhere. The house redecorated because the food was everywhere. But now I can take my time, remember what I've got to do. And I think that's the thing, anybody who's suffering anything similar to this, they just need to listen to their body and take their time, and we all need to chill out a little bit because we just are on this hamster wheel and it goes and goes and goes fast, and you think, how can I get off this? I can't. And then suddenly you find yourself.
But maybe something like this then is
a wake up call
because some people might need to be told to just get off the hamster wheel, and maybe this is just the thing, and then you can actually take your time, reassess everything, and obviously, as in all things, put your health first.
Yeah, and it's been great because I mean, I've things like getting this work has sort of, I knew it was in the pipeline, so I knew I was going to go, I'm going to get well to come here to do this.
Okay.
I can fly again, that's fine, I can go there. Writing my autobiography, that's been, everything has been, it's all coming. And next year, so that's how I feel at the moment.
Okay, well, we're very glad that you're here and as healthy as you are right now. God, you'll know Cheryl from everything. You'll know her from the IT Crowd, Little Britain. I'm sure there must be Is there one of the triumvirate? Is there a casualty?
There's a casualty.
There has to be a casualty.
Yeah, I mean, what I love most a few years ago was a Netflix series with Catherine Tate, who wrote it, called Hard Sell.
Hard Sell.
That was just an incredible piece of work. She was so clever and a bit like Jennifer, great writing, fantastic character. Lots and lots of stuff. I've been so many, I kind of go, I've worked with so many people.
Did I do that? Yeah. Well, one of the ones you did for a while, as we said earlier on, was the fact that you were in EastEnders from 2007 to 2012 as Heather Trott. I often wonder with soap actors, like, it must be so different to shooting almost anything else because you are committed for such a long time and it is so relentless.
It is kind of like a factory, but it's a joyous factory.
Right.
You get 8 scripts at a time to learn, and you don't know, like, you could be crying in the morning and laughing in the afternoon and, wandering in snow one day, and you don't know where you're at. You have to be spot on. The actors have to know the storyline through for know what you're filming that day because they're all out of sync.
And
it's incredible.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's all out of sync. I'm terrible. I love continuity. So if a glass is literally half full and you watch it on the screen, then suddenly it's full up to the top.
Like,
I can't bear it. I go, who did, why couldn't you see that? And actually I've got a lot of people into, got them out of trouble by going, by the way, there was something on the back of that trolley there, by the way. And they go, thanks, Cheryl.
Thank you.
And I go, yes, okay.
You've an eye for that stuff.
I love it. I think I would have been one of those if I wasn't a show off like I am.
Okay, well, do you know what? Let's go and put you to the test right now. I'm going to see if you can work out this little game we're going to play.
Oh, I love a game.
Yeah, the games are always good fun, right? This is the big storyline quiz.
Oh, okay.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to give you storylines You got to decide whether it is from a well-known UK soap opera or as a fake one. Because there might be a red herring in there somewhere. So okay. I'll give you the storyline and you tell me whether or not you can recognize this. So the first one is, rich guy steals a relative's kidney, plans a secret underground transplant with a dodgy surgeon.
Well, I don't recall that. So I would say that might be a fake.
It is... Emmerdale.
Oh, but you see, I remember Emmerdale when they had sheep.
Yeah, this was Joe Tate who stole Caleb Dingle's kidney.
Oh.
Do you kind of vaguely remember that
vaguely,
now?
Vaguely, but I was probably that, right? Filming myself.
You were probably, yes. Okay.
So that's
anyway. Here's another one for you.
Go on.
Character starts campaign to ban cars from local area to make the air cleaner for her son.
Could that be Corrie?
There's the music. She's absolutely right. Coronation Street. That was Maria's Clean Air campaign.
Yes, I remember that one?
Yes,
I do.
Yeah. Okay, what about this one? Stressed out dad locks customers into local supermarkets until he gets his hands on a viral cleaning product.
Oh, now I know that in EastEnders people have locked people in the minute mark. But I think that might be a fake one.
She's spot on. It is fake. No, pulling the wool over this woman's eyes. Okay, last one. Karaoke loving woman tragically killed by her best friend's son. Can you remember what that one was?
Oh, I actually went to my own funeral. I did. I told you they filmed at EastEnders, of course. EastEnders.
Yeah, that was your storyline.
My storyline, yeah. No, it was a very bizarre time watching the pink coffin in the church with Shirley and all these people in their 80s outfits, which she was an 80s funeral.
Yeah.
And me sitting at the back of the church with them going... I would never have been able to fit in that coffin. It was too small. I mean, yeah, there was a lot of that going on, but it was, it was a pleasure and a blessing to play Heather. It really was.
Well, we loved you as Heather, yeah. And we loved you in everything you do, and particularly Delhi Drama.
Oh, Centra Delhi Drama,
the new
yes.
Centra soap opera special. It's a 4-part soap opera. It is appearing online on Centra socials. Keep an eye on it. Cheryl Ferguson, it's been such a pleasure to talk to you. I'm so glad you came in.
Oh, yeah. Do you know what you are?
One.
They said it, and you are adult.
Adult! Look at her picking up the Irish words and using them in the right context as well. I'm buzzing now, she called me adult. Right, another hug before she goes out the door. It's Cheryl on Today FM.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.